Surf Michelle Ritchie. Surf Michelle Ritchie.
Rolling. Tape. Action.
Tape. Showing your age there, Alan. David. Tape. You see, kid. You see, kids, back in the old days, you used to have to encode information upon magnetized tape.
Oh. Uphill both ways.
Before that, it was vibrations in a wax cylinder.
Yeah.
It would actually carve them in cuneiform upon the very living rock.
I read a story. Oh, what was it? I remember I read a short story once. It was like one of those sci-fi anthology things where they managed, you know, because, you know, vibrations leave patterns in things, and they managed to recover sounds encoded in a clay pot from like thousands of years ago. No, this is a story. This wasn't real.
Okay.
It was science fiction.
Oh.
But
science fiction.
But if I remember the story right, there was like a clay pot, and they'd managed to decode sounds that were recorded while the pot was being made from, you know.
So like micro grooves caused by sounds in the pot as it was being built.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's even possible. But
no.
It sounded cool.
Sounds awesome, but no. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like they tried to get like the sound grooves created by the hands that built the pot, because I was thinking, I'm like, that doesn't really make that much sound.
This would be like, you know, there was like, I forget what it was. Maybe it was like it was on a wheel, and they were, you know, they accidentally encoded, like scraped a line while they were saying something. I don't know. But anyway, I thought, oh, that would be neat. Okay. But anyway, that's like those, that's like those, what was the old, you know, back when the internet was new and April Fools weren't like old hat. And somebody was talking about they unearthed the recording of Lincoln doing the Gettysburg Address. Ha ha, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Because impossible, but you know. Anyway,
it's inconceivable.
Yeah. So which amazing thing do we want to talk about this week?
Let's open with Uncle Joe.
I was going to say, that's got to be like, it's like our prayers have been answered.
It's like the biggest non-news of the week, though.
Yeah.
But still.
You know, we've been talking about Run, Joe, Run for like over a year now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. I feel the need to point out, I've been pointing this out, and everyone I've pointed it out to that's, you know, of my generation has been like, oh, yeah, Joe Biden lost the Democratic nomination in 1988, Michael Dukakis.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Wow. Dukakis
is a footnote in Massachusetts political history, let alone the national stage. And I will posit that if he hadn't appeared in the tank, nobody would remember him.
No.
Hmm.
Everyone's going.
In fact, they only remember him. That was the guy in the tank. Yeah. And,
oh my God, the tank.
Yeah.
The guy looked like Snoopy.
Yeah. That's the only reason he's remembered at all.
Joe Biden could.
Why do you think they chose Dukakis over Biden? Like, what was the strategy there, you
think? The only thing I could think of was his giant eyebrows just mesmerized people. He's actually hypnotizing people with his giant Greek eyebrows.
Well,
that's the only thing I could think of, is at the time maybe Greek was, you know, minority enough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe it seemed like, you know, like how they ran Kennedy as a Catholic, you know.
Right. A papist.
When Obama picked Biden, I mean, I could Google search this, but when Obama picked Biden, was Biden a candidate, or was he just like some schmo Obama?
No, I think he did. I think he did run.
Yeah, I think he was like in the primary or something.
I think he was, yeah.
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Joe Biden has never stopped running. Seriously.
Obviously, he was picked because, much like Dan Quayle, he's assassination insurance.
Exactly.
So they're like, oh, yeah, no, Biden, nope.
So, I think the Biden announcing he was going to run, I mean, that was inevitable. But the double whammy today of Avenatti endorsing him, and then Obama not endorsing him, and then Biden saying, "Oh yeah, I asked him not to," which is completely
I asked Obama not to endorse me. Sure, right. You did.
No, he didn't. Right. No, he didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you know what? Mike and I were talking about this on the drive to work this morning, and Obama is just, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care. Why would he care? Like, dude's on permanent vacation. Like, has anyone seen him or has he been out speaking? Really? No, not really.
He's doing his corporate lecture tours for, you know,
but aside from that, he hasn't made any statements. He doesn't care.
Nah.
Like, his wife is out selling her book, right? Which is like, don't even get me started. But he doesn't care. He's like perma vacation dude. Like, he was mostly on vacation during his presidency, hanging out with stars, going to Hawaii, traveling around the world, you know, all that golf. And now, like, he doesn't even have to pretend to work.
Yeah, he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, go figure.
So yeah, I don't even think Obama has made an actual statement about Joe Biden. I think it's just like his people have said something vague. I don't think Obama has probably said anything about it.
They said, "Don't call us."
Yeah. So yeah, well, I love that. Hey, like, Biden's like, "Oh, I asked him not to say anything."
At his press conference, they asked him whether Obama would endorse him, and he said he asked Obama not to, which is bullshit. He probably did ask Obama to endorse him, and Obama was like, "Nope."
Obama was probably like, "Who are you?"
Yeah, I hear a whining noise. What is that? Is that a gnat? I don't.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
It was probably along the lines of, don't ask the question, Joe, because you don't want to hear me say no.
Yeah.
You don't want me to go public and say I am not endorsing Joe Biden.
And then to tell you, to show you how it's like the, how much of a bunch of losers the current Democrat list of candidates is Biden immediately jumped to number one, like, by a crazy amount.
Yes, but you know who is at 2%?
No,
Robert Francis.
Yeah,
Beto,
2 whole percent.
Wow.
Yes.
He's only beating me by 2%.
And you know who's at 0? 0.
Who?
Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh.
But, like, have you seen her? She like, is about as exciting and almost as smart as oatmeal, that one. Like, who wants... She's, like, a glass of milk, that one. I don't know.
She was the one that did the, look at me preparing dinner for my family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call her kitchen.
Yeah, that was good. I'm super mom. Look at me, I'm preparing my dinner.
In a kitchen that obviously has never been used.
Right. Yeah. I loved it when she put the giant piece of fish in like the little pan. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Clearly has never cooked anything in her life.
Bless her heart.
So we have Joe Biden.
Running
for president, which is just, I want Joe Biden to win the debate. I want him to win the Democratic nomination because I want to see him debate Trump.
Oh boy.
So bad.
Well, Trump came out, I think today, it had to have been today because Biden declared like last night or this morning. And Trump came out on Twitter, like, basically, like, insulting his intelligence, like, calling him, basically coming out and calling him stupid.
Well, he is.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know.
Cannot wait.
But come on. With Joe Biden, all they have to do really is put his, you know, grope videos on a loop.
Yep.
And, okay, compound that. Okay. Number one.
By the way, that was a rare Una.
No, that was Tig.
That was Tig? I thought that was Una. That was
Tig. Number one, the whole groping thing. Play that on a loop.
Oh, yeah.
And you lose a ton of women voters.
You play it on a loop and you run back to back to back to back to back Democrats talking about all women must be believed.
Right.
And just... You don't say a word. You do not have a single person from the right say anything.
Yeah, you just use their own words.
Yeah.
You just show Joe Biden touching young women and the obvious discomfort on their faces. Zoom in on that. With no one has the right to touch you. And just throw in the cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in everything they've said. And you're done. There you go.
And then you have the, like, he's an old white guy. So, a lot of black voters would be like, life is pretty good. I got a job. I'm not going to go out to vote for some white guy.
Right.
I mean, Obama won, you know, for various reasons, but a good portion of all the votes for Obama were, you know, the black vote. They got the black vote because they had a black guy, and so many black people were excited to vote for a black guy. I mean, I do lots of voter registration at the library, and I had a guy come in, this old black guy, and he came in to register to vote for the first time in his life. And it was only because Obama was running. So I can only imagine that sort of, like, you know, enthusiasm across country, like, the black vote was really high when Obama was running.
Right.
I don't know if they think, like, maybe, like, Joe Biden has, like, blackness, you know, by association or something because he was the vice president for a black guy. But no, I don't think that's going to work.
They think the Democrats, it's like, you know, it's like it's the LBJ effect. They think the Democrat Party thinks they own the black vote in America.
Oh.
What are they going to do? Vote Republican? Ha! Huh. Yeah,
exactly.
No, they're just not going to come out to vote.
That's right. The big problem. They'll just stay home.
Right. Which is just as bad for them. So, and then, you know, Joe Biden has a pretty dirty history of saying some racist shit. You know, well, even about the guy he was vice president for. Clean art. Like black guy, isn't that what he said about Obama?
Yeah,
I mean, like, play that on a loop.
Yeah, or the Indian, his comment.
Oh, the Indian guy. Oh, jeez.
I mean, just boom.
Yeah, but well, suffice it to say, I am excited about Joe Biden's campaign and watching it, like, go down in flames because it will. There's no way it can't. Not in this like kind of environment with all the wokeness and. Yeah.
Biden doesn't check any of the boxes.
No, he doesn't. Well, the only box he checks is maybe, like, the kind of, like, middle of the road union white guy vote.
Well, that's a big chunk. I mean, that's, you know, there's a reason his polling is so good for, you know, the day he announced is because the too many Democrats are turned off by the shrill leftists that have been the voice of the Democrats for the last, you know, 2 years.
Right.
And Biden's a lot of things, but he's not a shrill screeching leftist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh no, he's not far left enough.
Well, no, he's not, but you know,
we were told by what the heck was that group?
the AOC group?
Yeah. Yeah, where it's like, oh, no, he represents businesses. We represent the Green New Deal. Green New Deal that literally not a single Democrat, including the co-sponsor, voted. Literally not a single vote. In fact, six Democrats went, oh, hell no, and voted no. Which was immediately chalked up to a dirty trick. You know, the dirty trick of scheduling a proposed item for a vote, which is exactly what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Someone introduces this thing, it goes for a vote.
Well, you know, she's new.
How dare you? And doesn't even know the members of her own party.
Well, speaking of AOC, yeah, I was just going to say, Jay. Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm starting to feel bad about it.
Why?
It's like, the only way to get Ocasio-Cortez's gap off the news is for her to make another one.
She's so dumb. I feel bad.
She's so dumb. She's like the living embodiment of Dunning-Kruger. She thinks she's smart, and she's so dumb she doesn't realize that she doesn't realize it.
She is Alexandria Ocasio-Kruger.
Yes. I do feel dumb. I like feel bad about, you know, she's so painfully stupid. Like, and clearly she's being fed kind of information, talking points, that sort of stuff.
But she doesn't understand what she's saying. So, I mean,
no.
she's like those idiots that hear a buzzword, but they don't quite understand what it means. And when they use it in totally inappropriate situations. Everybody knows one of those people at work.
Definitely.
On that, Alan.
What?
We should caucus on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, the another old GOP white guy who has to use a cardboard cutout of me because they can't face me. And then they're like,
yeah.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, that's actually a Democrat. He heads up a committee you're on.
Right.
And yeah. He recently spoke out for defense like a week ago.
Way to make friends, honey. It also speaks to like legislation by Twitter. Like she kind of just reads the headline and blurb, and she retweets and tries to say something witty without actually checking the facts or reading the whole article or whatever, you know. And I think on a certain level, all of us have been guilty of that, but not all of us are in Congress. So, yeah. I don't know. I do feel bad. And I think, like, enjoy your first and only term, dear, because I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like...
Although she'll get a book deal and be a millionaire. And,
sure.
You know.
But, you know, I think she's an experiment. You know, they had a casting call. For people to run, they picked her. They put money behind her. I think she was an experiment.
How far can we push the far left?
Yeah.
You know, it's how far, how crazy do we get before we start to lose our stalwarts?
Well, it's also, you know, what, you know, I mean, think about it. She is the embodiment of the listicle click,
yeah.
You know, Instagram girl generation. You know, mm-hmm. she's all fluff, no content. You know, and she's a body they could put a campaign behind, and that's it. You know, unfortunately, she's dumb as a post, so that's not working out so well. She'll probably
not even a good actress.
She'll probably get primaried because she's pissed off enough people in her district that, you know, there's some serious money coming out to support people running against her. So, you know, back to the drawing board. But it proved that if they pick the right photogenic person, they can get them elected in some districts. They just, you know.
Do you think I think Beto is also an experiment?
I think the problem with Beto is he thought he had a mandate because he, you know, he was running against Cruz and he got all that money and it went to his head.
And yeah.
Out of state,
right,
you mean?
Right, right. Yeah. He got all those millions and millions of dollars from out of state and it went to his head and it made him think he was more than he really is. When in reality he was just the guy running against Cruz. And now he's not the guy running against Cruz. He's the guy running against people that Democrats like a lot more than him.
Right. Right. They would have sent that same money to a doorstop.
Exactly. they literally would have sent it to anybody that was running against Cruz.
And I mean,
isn't that kind of what Pelosi said about AOC? Where a glass of water could have won if it had a D in it? Yeah. That was brutal.
Yeah.
But true.
Yeah, sure.
At some point, somebody's going to call out the bullshit that is Beto.
Oh, they all are.
You know.
2%, Jay. 2%.
Pipe down Robert Francis.
He's a non-starter.
Is Elizabeth Warren 124th yet?
at what point will her polling match her Native American genetics?
When her odds of winning the Democratic nomination are 1 in 1,024. Yeah. Well, the perfect alignment of planets. Oh, and then we got, you know, Eric Duke Nukem Swalwell.
Oh, boy. That guy. What?
Yeah, I just casually threatened to use nuclear weapons against American citizens because, you know.
Yeah, sure. I you know, with a lot of these people that are running now on the Democrat side, it's like I've never heard of them before. And I think, why do you think you're so, like, why do you think you're the guy? You know, it's a little frightening that they think, I'm the mayor of some. Who's the butt guy?
Buddy Gig.
I don't know how to say his last name.
Booty call.
We don't know. Anyway, that guy. He's like the mayor of a shithole town.
Right.
And he thinks he can be president. Like, what do you have to show for it? The town you're mayor of is a shithole.
I'll give you another one. Seth Moulton from Massachusetts. He's a friggin' congressman from Massachusetts, who's like one claim to fame. He's a war hero. God bless him. Thank you for your service, sir. But I don't even think the people of Massachusetts know who he is. I asked my mom. It's like, oh, he's that guy out by Worcester.
Okay.
She knew that he was a human being.
Well,
and she lives in his state.
Wow.
So, like, what went through this dude's head that said, I've got a shot? Because the last Democrat from Massachusetts did so well, John Kerry, Mike Dukakis. You have to go back to John Kennedy.
Yeah.
Who was really a Republican.
He would be now.
He'd be far right Republican. He would be literally Hitler.
Are you playing with Legos, Brita?
No. Oh.
Speaking of literally Hitler, just as a quick side note, I do find it interesting that they want to name a town in Israel after Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Because he is literally Hitler.
Because he's a Nazi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, you know.
I'd like to mention that Joe Biden launched his campaign in Pennsylvania. which has the lowest unemployment in history right now.
Thanks to
Trump.
Donnie T.
So, but like, you know, let's compare. I mean, all you have to do is compare numbers. Like, you know, how was unemployment in Pennsylvania during the Obama administration?
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Not so hot, right?
Yep. There's an awful lot of people who can say, yes, yes, I am.
Yeah.
In fact, isn't that the whole reason we did not impeach Bill Clinton?
Yeah, it's the economy, stupid.
Or, I'm sorry, we did impeach Bill Clinton. That's why we did not remove him from office.
Right.
Well, we didn't remove him from office because there weren't enough Republicans to vote to convict him. They can dress it up any way they want, but that's why. You know, again.
Well, I think you know, removing a president is like just kind of generally super harmful to the country.
But I guarantee you, if the Democrats had won the Senate, they would have impeached Trump, and they would have voted to convict him because they hate him that much. Which would have made Pence president. So,
yes,
I know. speaking of insurance,
and then they'd vote to do the same to him because you know they can do it. And you know what happens when Democrats are in power? They do whatever the hell they want
and change the rules.
That's right. So.
Who would be after Pence?
Well, it depends at that point. So when
Attorney General?
It's not the order of succession. I mean, the order of succession is President, Vice President, Speaker of the House.
Mike is chiming in.
Senate Majority Leader. But in the case where the President,
Speaker of the House, right?
Yep, right. But in the case where the President is removed and the Vice President takes over, they'll name another. Somebody else to be vice president. It's like when Nixon picked Ford to be the vice president. You know,
yeah, he's vice president, and he was never elected.
Right. So,
which is kind of a neat trick when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, it's not like if somebody murdered the president and murdered the vice president, Speaker of the House would be president, which would be Nancy Pelosi. But in the case of impeachment, it would be a constitutional crisis at that point because the Senate has to confirm the vice president.
Right.
The new vice president. And what are the chances that the Senate would confirm anybody that wasn't a Democrat to be vice president?
Yeah. It would be interesting.
It would be, you know, it would be bad. Bad, bad, bad. Fortunately, Nancy Pelosi, for all of her faults, is smart enough not to try to impeach Trump so far.
Yeah. That's because she's an adult.
Well, she's a political animal, and she knows what would happen if she tried. She's not a raving lunatic. She's, you know, she says a lot of stupid shit, but, you know, she's also extremely rich and has extremely rich people. You know, telling her what to do.
When Nancy Pelosi is the voice of reason.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? But she is in this case.
Ah.
She's like, you know, shut up, kids. We're not going to impeach him, you know?
No, this is not happening. Stop pretending that it's even an option.
Well, thank you, Nancy Pelosi, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So, meanwhile, in Baltimore.
Oh, speaking of corrupt Democrats.
Wow.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah. This is just amazing.
Yeah. It's,
So this is, isn't this the woman that like wrote a book and then got the government to like buy thousands of copies of the book?
Well, what happened is she wrote a children's book or a number of children's books.
Right.
And she got, you know, people to pay her for these books. Like, I guess these books are kind of like health books, like for kids. Healthy Holly was a character in the books. And so she had a number of like agencies purchase the books, and to the tune of like $500,000 or something. And then she gave them like government contracts kind of thing. Like it was a tit for tat.
Yeah. So she's on her fourth week of medical leave.
Well, she has, it has been reported that she has fled the state.
I saw that was, they came back and said that she was at one of her other houses.
Uh-huh.
One of her other houses.
Right. Well, there is also a problem, but.
And so the FBI is searching her houses, and they're searching City Hall, and they're even going after her lawyer's offices, which, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but anytime the feds start raiding a lawyer's office, that's not good.
Well, okay. I'm reading the story that was linked. It says both of her homes. So she has one less home than noted socialist
Bernie Sanders.
Point that out. One less home than Bernie Sanders.
Brilliant.
And one of her lawyers is named Slutkin. I'm not I wonder if they know the Bidens.
Ooh. Maybe they do.
Oh, goodness.
They all know each other, right?
Yeah, at a certain point. But this.
But it's kind of weird. It's like the corruption was so obvious.
Right.
And it was so, you know, come on. Seriously, give me a break.
Yeah, this woman, you know, it's like it takes a special kind of Democrat shithole to elect a person like that. You know?
Well, she's the right color, right? Well,
but that's the thing. It goes back to the, you know, about the, you know, they'd elect a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thing. You know, they will literally elect anyone as long as there's a D next to the name.
Well, who's the one from Houston?
Oh, yeah. Which one?
What's her face? No, 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 the big one. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
Identity politics run deep.
Yeah, she's whew, man. Well, Houston, you know, Houston's had the last mayor of Houston was another winner too. That lesbian woman, Parker.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a winner.
Didn't she kind of go out in disgrace too?
Yes, she did. Because that's what they do. Hmm. And the current mayor is, you know, not that great. So, yeah. Well, but, you know, Houston's a Democratic shithole. That's, you know, it's like all giant cities. It's, you know, the free shit army elects Democrats, and the Democrats are awful. And, you know.
Okay, now I got to get to the bottom of this. Sorry, I saw a clickbait headline, and it goes in with you know what we were talking about earlier. But apparently,
yes.
Apparently, Joe Biden said that Trump is the worst thing in his lifetime.
Oh, come on!
But Biden was born in 1942, so. He has upped the ante. Trump is not literally Hitler. Trump is worse than Hitler.
Wow.
And Joseph Stalin.
And Pol Pot.
Yeah.
And Idi Amin. Et cetera.
Yeah. And the attack on America on September 11th. And
yes, that, yes. definitely worse than that.
Yeah, but all those socialists, all those communists, those were just fellow travelers. You know, they meant well. Whoops. No,
socialist takeover. You can be United States of Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, there's another disaster. Oh, come on. My mouse stopped working. There he goes. Okay. Let's talk about Notre Dame.
Again?
Yes.
That was the worst segue ever, Alan.
That really was horrible.
It was.
I wasn't on the show last week, so did you guys talk about it or not?
We did a little bit.
A little bit.
Yep.
But what was the consensus on last week's show?
It was an inside job. It was rats and matches.
What? Rats and matches. Well, I saw an article today, just today, actually. This is kind of off the topic. Well, I mean, it's on topic, but off topic. But I saw an article just today that the company doing an investigation as to what happened, found that, yes, some of the workers were smoking cigarettes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that was my reaction. All those damn French and their cigarettes.
Yep.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, people are like, oh, no, they weren't smoking near where the work was being done. And you know, there were cigarette butts found in the scene afterwards. But how would cigarette butts, you know, survive the fire, you know, all sorts of stuff. But, yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys about what are your feelings about Notre Dame at this point? Like, do you feel they should rebuild Notre Dame? Do you feel like it's an important thing for them to do, and why?
Well, they've already got I think they should rebuild it.
Okay.
Want to know why? Because it pisses people off that people donated money to do so.
Oh, okay.
I'm of the opinion that fuck you, that's why. Because they were making a big stinking deal about, oh, these rich people are donating money. They couldn't fed the poor. Yeah, you know what? Ew, we're going to rebuild it. Have the spire as a big middle finger. A figurative. I don't actually make it a middle finger.
Well, I've seen some of the designs. That might be an improvement.
Yeah. But, you know, I say that jokingly, but only kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that knee-jerk, just people came forward out of the goodness of their hearts.
Right.
To do something they felt was worthy.
Mm-hmm.
First with react the, was.
Their own money.
Yes, their own money. And the first reaction of a good number of people was, you are not spending your money the way I think you should. Therefore, you are evil.
Mm.
I'd be like, God damn it, we're going to put machine gun turrets on top of the goddamn Notre Dame Cathedral now. Sorry, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
The university that plays some sort of sports ball.
I know, but for simplicity's sake, call it whatever you want.
Quasimodo's house.
Right.
There we go.
There you go.
Well, I mean, over the centuries... I mean, it's not like Notre Dame was built in the 12th century and then it's basically stayed the same ever since. I mean, it's been rebuilt many times.
Yeah.
It's had new roofs. It's been redone. It's been remodeled. It's been, you know, the old.
Wait a minute. It's had new what?
Roof.
Sorry. The one good thing is it's so tall that it doesn't have any acorns bouncing off it.
That's right. But, how, you know.
Wait. Let's go back.
What?
Why is Jay making fun of how you say roof?
I don't know. He thinks it's funny.
How does Jay say roof?
It's roof, not rough.
Roof.
It's the roof.
The roof. The rough.
Roof.
Roof.
Oh, please.
Roof.
You're a bunch of racists.
Who the hell are they, Bark?
You're just doing that because I'm black, right?
No, Breed is the black. No, You're just Chinese.
No, I'm Chinese, yeah. Jay.
Chinese Chinese are like super white.
No. Japanese are super
white. I'm throwing the bell curve here.
Yeah. Japanese are so white they have to be dropped from the minority list.
But, okay, so the you know, the thing's been rebuilt many times over the years. You know. So I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know that it's been, I don't know that it's been damaged to this extent.
No.
In the past, but still, it's not like it was all original and then, you know.
Well, certain things were original.
Well, yeah, sure, of course.
The wood beams.
A lot of the wood beams were original.
I mean, they say that every beam was created with a single tree.
Right.
And so that's why they called it the forest.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's how they built them back then. You know, they take a tree and hack the bark off, square it, and you're done.
Yeah. Because they had trees that big.
Right. And they don't have big enough to rebuild it.
They'll probably have to build it with like engineered lumber or something.
The exterior is going to be Trex.
Yeah.
Go down to Lowe's.
No, but you know what would be hysterical is if we sent over some like old growth trees to rebuild.
Because we still have some and they don't.
And that would be hysterical if Donald Trump contributed to the rebuilding of Notre Dame Cathedral. It would be hysterical.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm of two minds. One is if I could wave my hand and regardless of the amount of money, you know, they've got the laser scans of the interior and exterior. Given enough money and enough will, they could probably rebuild it to, you know, close enough that nobody could tell the difference to its original state. It wouldn't be original, but it would look, you know, it would look the same. It would, you know, but that's not going to happen.
Right.
And what I'm worried about is whatever they come up with will be grotesque. That's how people are. And we're talking about France here. So, you know, it'll be some multicultural bullshit.
I remember when IMP, when was that? IMP did the little pyramid in the Louvre. And you know what the Louvre is, right?
Yep.
The Louvre pyramid was completed in 1989. And I remember it was like scandalous at the time.
Yes.
Because it is this glass pyramid and it's like it below, like it kind of exposes what's below the surface of the Louvre and blah, blah, blah. But I remember at the time it was scandalous because people thought it was hideous and it doesn't match with the Louvre. And, you know, it was like, you know, the worst thing. And it was very, you know, controversial at the time. But now, I mean, now people accept it and it's become like a landmark and everything. But if you look at it, even, I don't know, I don't like it. I think it's ugly. It doesn't fit.
That's because it is ugly.
Right. And there's lots of buildings like that because they have been modified by modern architects. And I've seen some of the proposed ideas for the roof and the spire of the Notre Dame and not so pretty. And they don't fit. And they modernize it and proposed idea was that make the roof of the Notre Dame a greenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And make the spire a tower of apiaries, like beehives. And I thought, well, okay. Like, you know, I see where they can think that might work.
But, oh, Brita.
What?
Solar panels.
Solar panels. Why the fuck not at this point?
Solar panels. There.
Right.
Everyone's happy.
Sure. But like, but then you read the thought behind it is like, they want it to be, you know, for the underprivileged. They want to teach like people. I don't know. It's just
stupid.
Make it inclusive for the underprivileged and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And this goes along with my belief. Okay. I personally feel that they should not rebuild. They shouldn't. And for a number of reasons. Number one is because when Notre Dame was built, it was like the reason they were building it was as to honor Jesus's mother and as a symbol of the power of the church. And it was like, it was all about the church, right?
Right.
And that sentiment today does not exist.
It does not.
And I mean, if it was like, I don't know, I think about the Catholic Church now and it's not the same. So the original sentiment behind the building does not exist. Secondly, I don't think they can make it as meaningful. It's like, have you ever like, I don't know, how can I explain this? Like you've lost something really precious to you. And, you know, a material item. You've lost something that had great sentimental value. And you've had this thing your whole life. And let's say a piece of jewelry or, you know, your teddy bear from a child or whatever. It's an object of great sentimental value. And you lose it for whatever reason. And then you say, I'm going to replace it.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yep.
There's no replacing it. It's not the same thing. So anyway, for them to like, you know, try to transform Notre Dame into like an educational hub, allowing the underprivileged and disenfranchised to gain professional training in urban agriculture. I mean, no.
Yeah, that's no. Stupid.
That's what all of these ideas will be. Like, how can we like make it like inclusive and educational? And you know what you should do is just preserve it as a ruin of what it was, because that's where the historical value is. I mean, Notre Dame has had its history, almost 1,000 years of history now. Notre Dame is also built on top of other ruins. There's another church under Notre Dame. There are Roman ruins under that because that area of Paris has always been, you know, active. So there is a time for everything. And some things really are irreplaceable. So in my opinion is just let it be. I mean, the stone structure is still there. The rose windows are still there. There's a way to preserve all those things and keep it to be beautiful and a beautiful, you know, they're really worried about tourism, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
Because it was like one of the main tourist spots in Paris, in all of France, probably.
Right.
But there's a way to do it to keep that, you know, keep that tourism alive. There's a way, I'm sure. I mean, people still visit the Colosseum in Rome, right?
Oh yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like pandas. Pandas, well, like let the pandas go, man.
I thought your example of the thinker in Cleveland was a great example.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to talk about that?
Yes.
Okay. So there was an artist named Rodin, and he was a famous sculptor, and everybody knows the thinker. You know, the guy, he looks like he's sitting on the toilet having deep thoughts. And there's a number of thinker statues. You know, there's a number of them around. And Cleveland Museum of Art was lucky enough to get one of them. And we have our thinker outside. It's a sizable statue. And it's outside kind of like, you know, in this beautiful area. And I think it was 1970. socialists decided to blow up the Thinker because they were blowing shit up in the 70s.
Yes.
Like crazy. Weather Underground, etc. Bill Ayers, Obama. But
yes, okay. The mentor.
Anyway, yeah. So our Thinker got exploded. And because from growing up in Cleveland, I've always known the Thinker to be exploded. I've never seen a Thinker any other way. So for me, the Thinker, and I always knew its history, you know, that it got exploded and this is what it looks like now. And they never restored it for a number of reasons. Number one, because that's its history. As an object, that's what its history is. And that adds to its kind of story and its value in a way, you know, its cultural value. And they didn't restore it also because they would have to do a whole new cast, you know. And anyway, so to me, the Thinker has always been this exploded version of the Thinker. And it always made sense to me that, like, this is what it is now. It's an object, and it has had this life, and that's where its value is. Kind of like a sentimental object in your own life, right? Like, your teddy bear from childhood doesn't really mean anything except for its sentimental value and its history. So in my mind, not restoring the Notre Dame, like, makes sense because that's its history. That's its life.
Right. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
There is a strong streak of, and I think it's a mistake, but you see it in these people, these preservationists that want to, like, take buildings and make them historical things, and then instantly you can't make any changes to it. It has to stay like it was forever. Well,
sure.
You can project this into the future where the earth is covered with buildings that nobody can fucking change. So, you know, the idea is ridiculous. You can't stop change. It's like the people that think they can, you know, make the climate not change. You can't.
Again, the Notre Dame is built on other ruins.
Right. Yeah. I mean, things.
This is history of the world here. Yeah, this is how it happens.
As Breida says so many times, things have their time and their place. And when it's and then they're not. And
right.
You know, the fact is that I guarantee you, if they decide to rebuild that cathedral, it will be horrible.
Sure.
Because horrible people are in charge of it.
I'm telling you, it's going to be covered in solar panels.
It might be, Jay, or have a minaret or something, you know, to make it multicultural, and they'll start having,
a cell tower.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
well, that's one of the things that I was worried about. Like, you know how in Islam you're not allowed to have any human images, right?
Right.
I can just imagine somebody going into Notre Dame and being like, "Well, we have to take all these saints down, and we can't have any images of humans because it will offend the Muslims."
Right.
Because that could happen in this day and age.
Sure.
Mm.
Especially now that they got to rebuild it. Well, you got to have a permit for that. And, you know, when you got to have a building permit in Paris, I'm sure, you know, I've dealt with building shit in Paris, and I got to tell you, it ain't easy. And there's all kinds of stupid bullshit rules that you have to follow that are idiotic, you know? So, yeah. I don't have hope. I think, like I said, if they could build it, if they could restore it to the way it was with modern, you know, materials, but, you know, reconstructing it the way it was with the beams and the lead roof and all that kind of stuff. See, it's got a lead roof. They couldn't, it's an environmental, you know, they couldn't put a lead roof on anything now. It'd be an environmental Superfund site or something. But, you know, they are not going to be able to do that. And whatever they do is going to be awful. So I'm kind of like, screw it. You know, it'll be some god-awful, awful thing that they do to it. And it'll suck. So, anyway. That's my expectation.
Well, either, you know, whatever they do, it'll be a great loss to Western civilization. I think
which is the whole point.
which is the whole point. And it, yeah, you know, that part is hard.
And on the other hand,
I don't know, kind of a little ironic that it was happening in Paris, because Paris is kind of being lost to Western civilization as we speak.
How many churches have been burned or vandalized or damaged in France in the last year? 100 or more?
No conspiracy, Alan. Nothing to see here.
But at least there weren't any Easter worshipers.
Yeah. Oh, God, Jay. Oh. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One giant talking point.
Easter worshipers. Easter worshipers. When in the history of history has anybody called it Easter worshipers? Where did that bizarre construction come from?
It happened right around the time nobody wanted to say Muslim terrorists murdered Christians
for being Christian. Right. So they became Easter worshipers, which is just complete bullshit.
They had no problem calling out that these poor Muslims were murdered as they prayed in mosques in New Zealand.
Right.
They had no problem identifying them as Muslims. When it comes to Christians on the most holy day of the year, they're Easter worshipers. Apparently, when they meet on December 25th, they're Santa worshipers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or you know, Christmas worshipers. Yeah.
It was a little unnerving how they all use the same.
Oh, yeah. They all got the memo.
Yeah. There was one big fax from DNC headquarters that says, use this terminology.
Yep.
Instead of saying Christian, say Easter worshiper. You know, going back to Notre Dame,
there's
one thing that really genuinely does surprise me.
What?
Nobody tried to blame it on Trump. I did see someone try to blame it on global warming.
Oh, my God. Really?
I have not seen anyone try to blame it on Trump, which surprised me greatly. I would have put money. I would have bet money that they were going to blame Trump for that.
Are you sure no one blamed him?
I haven't seen it. That's not to say that they didn't, but I didn't see it. So,
Alan is Googling like mad.
I am.
It is entirely possible.
Sure.
You know, like I said, I saw someone, you know, blaming global warming. So, all right.
Now I have to
go work out, Brita, and I don't even have cold. I have to work out, and I don't have cold water.
What?
My refrigerator died.
Oh, I'm so sorry about your fridge. Rest in peace.
3.5 cold refrigerator.
She was so young. I'm so sorry.
The one good thing is we did get the extended warranty.
Oh,
well, good. Thank God.
Yeah. Like, for once... For once, the warranty paid off. Nope.
Oh, the cat's hungry.
Sit time.
Yeah, usually on like big ticket stuff like that, I go ahead and splurge on the extended warranty, even though I am normally not an extended warranty buyer.
Well, in this particular case, the extended warranty was a small fraction of the replacement.
Yeah.
Plus, the refrigerators are horrible.
Yeah, they are.
They're just
horrible. You know what it is? I can tell you exactly what it is.
It's the new refrigerant.
No. Well, it's that. But what really it is it's that Energy Star bullshit.
Yeah. Yep.
That Energy Star crap is ruining appliances. It's ruined everything. It's ruined washing machines. It's ruined dishwashers. It's ruined refrigerators. You can't flush your damn toilet right. It's just, it's ruining everything.
Yep, you are not wrong. My parents had a ugly copper-toned Kelvinator refrigerator that they put in their house when they built it in 1965.
Wow.
They renovated the house in 1998. 33 years later, that fridge was still running.
Oh, my God.
33 years. This is now the third refrigerator that's been in this house.
Oh my gosh. What?
It was built in 2004. We bought it in 2013. And it had, I mean, I assume it was the second refrigerator because all of the appliances are General Electric except for the fridge. It was a Samsung.
Okay.
They probably put in a new one at some point.
The GE, the microwave has been dead since we moved in, the built-in. And it's like, we could drop a couple grand replacing it, or I could spend $100 on one that sits on the counter.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I've seen people do, Jay, is they take the built-in out, and then is it one of those that's like the vent over the stove?
No, it's not.
Oh, so it's like built into the wall?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen people. Okay, so what they do is they take that out and they build a frame around it and stick one of like a Walmart microwave in the space where that one used to be. The built-in was.
I think what we'll do is when we eventually renovate the kitchen, we'll buy a new one and never use it.
Yeah.
So all GE except the Samsung refrigerator, and I bet that the Samsung refrigerator was a scratch and dent. Like from Best Buy, because it was literally months old when it died.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, that fell off a truck. I'll bet dollars to donuts that's what happened. It fell off a truck, and they were like, "Oh, $500 takes it away."
You know, I've heard that it's not a good idea to move refrigerators.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Once
they've run for a few years, if you move them, they'll die.
It's a lot like if you don't change your automatic transmission fluid at the regular intervals.
Right. Never change it.
Yeah. Don't just all of a sudden do it because, you know, all the little holes and divots that have been filled in over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And ripped right open.
Yeah. And then you're getting
We just bought a new fridge.
Don't move
it. I'm not going to move it. But I deliberately wanted a fridge with the least amount of bells and whistles.
That's a smart
like thing. You know when you go in the fridge and it has like the pull out drawer for your deli meat or your cheese or whatever, and then I didn't even get that. Because I didn't want any like moving parts inside. I didn't want anything fancy. I was like just basic. Because you know all that shit goes wrong eventually.
It's funny you mention that, Brita, because our fridge didn't come with a deli meat drawer, so we took it out of the old
fridge. Nice.
Grafted it.
There you go. Just,
you know what? We can do this. Doink. So, yeah, we did opt for, because we have children, we opted for the unit that beeps if the door is left open too long.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Especially these days.
Refrigerator doors now don't close on their own.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to physically close them. You can't just like, you know, kind of push the door to close it. No.
Yeah, remember the old days, they had a bias to close so that you just leave them, you know, if you didn't like stand there and hold it open, it'd close.
Yeah, not anymore.
No.
You close it too enthusiastically, you'll pop side open.
Yeah, it bounces back open again. Energy Star, I'm telling you, it's the worst thing they've done to appliances. That is Energy Star bullshit.
The old toilets that flush like 900 gallons a minute.
Oh yeah,
you could flush an old microwave down your toilet.
Because the number one users of water in every city was toilets, right? Not even close. That's just bullshit. You go to any city water system and look at who uses the most water. It's in industry and agriculture are like 95% of all the water. And household use is like some teeny little fraction. So thank you, government bullshit. And we're out of time. Jay has to go work out. Rita has to feed cats.
And Alan's got a... do whatever it is you do to make a show.
Yeah.
What makes the magic happen?
I got to wave my hands around a little bit, do some magic.
Push some buttons.
Push some buttons, yeah.
When, He said, when in danger, when in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout.
I got to tell you, you know, this new fiber I have, it's a gig up and a gig down. I used to upload the show, and it took, you know, it took 3 or 4 minutes to upload.
Three or four whole minutes.
Yeah, because it was a 10 meg, you know, a 10 meg upload. And now it's a gig upload, and the goddamn thing uploads like, boom. And it's like, I click and it's done. It's so quick.
Alan just can't stop geeking out about this. I love it.
It's, hey, I'm
living in the future.
That's right. Living in the future. Somebody asked me at work today, we were at some bullshit workshop thing, which, you know, all workshops are bullshit. But this was, somebody was asking me, you know, like, why did you get a gig? You'll never use it. And I was like, that's not the point.
Because it was there.
I was like, because I can. Because they offered it to me, and it was cheaper than what I was paying Comcast.
Why? Because it's not Comcast. That's why.
That's right. All right. So we'll be back next week. Is next week another month?
Next week is May, I think.
It is. Next week is a month. Yes. Yeah, next week is another month. So we'll be back next month.
All right. See you then, everybody.
Yep. All righty.
Bye.
Okay. Good night.